Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Sunday, February 27, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Rebuilding has replaced emergency relief as a focus in the tsunami areas. That's what the Association of Christian Schools International is doing as well as they begin to help schools in Indonesia. ACSI's Phil Rennick says they support 70 schools in Indonesia.
We had about 14 of our member schools that received either moderate to severe damage from the earthquake. And we're trying to help them rebuild.
Christian education has been the target of Islamic oppression as Muslim students have come to Christ. These schools are the only answers to the Islamic boarding schools, which number in the thousands across Indonesia. Meanwhile, fundraising and rebuilding continue in the tsunami region, but the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism is doing something even more important. They're introducing Christ into the regions that have rejected him for decades, and the donations ABWE has received is helping them do that. ABWE's Don Davis.
We've had three villages who have requested us to establish community centers, and these are Hindu villages. Those community centers will become preaching points and possibly churches.
And the latest police sweeps bring the total of 187 arrests for illegal Christian activities in Eritrea since the beginning of January. According to Compass Direct, arrests in the last 2 weeks landed 31 believers in jail. This is part of a continuing government crackdown against evangelical activity. Eritrea still denies that any violations of religious freedom are taking place. Individuals and groups caught praying, studying the Bible, or worshiping outside the umbrella of the country's four recognized official religions are being targeted. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact's free DVD, Revolution, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828 or request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.